Welcome to the Wine About History podcast. I'm your host, Peter Hamill. Today we are drinking Apothic Rosé, which is very good table wine for about $8, $7-$8. Has hints of strawberry and raspberry. It's really a perfect rosé on a budget. Today we are talking about Rick Rescorla, a Cornish-born American citizen who saved 2,687 lives on September 11th. Most people have never heard of him, but he is one of the greatest American heroes we've ever had, in my opinion. And by the end of this podcast, you will more than likely agree with me. Rick was born in Hale, Cornwall, in May 27th, 1939. And for those of you who don't know, the Cornish are a British ethnic group that were pushed into the peninsula of Cornwall by the English, who actually invaded England and the British Isles in the year about 500 AD. They are not the native, but more or less native peoples of that area. They are now. So, back to Hale, Cornwall. In 1943, it was the headquarters for the 175th Infantry Regiment of the U.S. 29th Infantry Division during World War II. Rick idolized these men and vowed to become one. In school, he broke records for shot putting and became an avid boxer. When he was 17, he joined the British military as a paratrooper. After his service, he became a Rhodesian policeman. It was at this time he met Daniel J. Hill, a life-altering friendship which caused him to go to Vietnam. So he joined the U.S. military in 1963. He was assigned to be the platoon leader of 2nd Battalion, 7th Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division, Airborne. I can't believe I didn't screw that up. He served under Colonel Hal Moore, who was played by Mel Gibson in the famous movie We Were Soldiers. Hal Moore called him the best platoon leader he had ever seen. His nickname was Rick Hardcore Rescorla, and his men called themselves the Hardcores. So, the first battle he was in was Ia Drang, which was the first major battle by the U.S. military in Vietnam. And it really is one of the nastiest, bloodiest battles in the Vietnam War. The battle killed about 305 American lives in fierce combat against the North Vietnamese regiment that also took very heavy losses. This battle took place in 1965, and he commanded the 1st Platoon B Company, 2nd Battalion, 7th Cavalry Regiment. He was practically worshipped by his soldiers as the best platoon leader anyone had ever seen, like Hal Moore said. His wife said he would sing to his soldiers to comfort them when they were scared, often Cornish songs. And something about the British ethnic groups is they love music, singing. They'll sing about anything. It's almost a running joke in those areas. Rick is actually on the cover of We Were Soldiers, the book. There he has a captured captured bugle, North Vietnamese bugle, because they used bugles. And that was actually considered a talisman by his men and the other soldiers at Ia Drang. So, if you want to know more about his role in the battle, I would recommend the book We Were Soldiers Once and Young, which is a very visceral account of the combat by Hal Moore and, I believe, a ghostwriter. Joe Galloway was the other author, and he was the reporter that was there. And he was very, you can remember, he was very big in the movie. So, in 2001... Rescorla was a retired army colonel, and he was the head of security for Morgan Stanley. Now, in 1993, there was an attack on the World Trade Center. And the bomb blew up in the building's basement, and it didn't really do any damage. But Rick knew it would happen again. He just knew it would. So here's what he did. He told Morgan Stanley, the company he was working for, to leave. Just get out, because Scorla was worried it would happen again. They couldn't because the lease wasn't up yet. It wouldn't go up until 2006. So as he was director of security, and he decided that since the evacuation was had gone so badly, he would implement a new system of evacuation and evacuate people. They would do this evacuation every 3 months, I believe. And then 9/11 comes along, and the Port Authority announced that everyone in the South Tower should remain calm and stay at their desk. Scorla knew that knew this was ridiculous. This was after the first tower was hit. He began the evacuation process. And if he hadn't done that, God knows, those people would be dead. They would be dead. So he got a bullhorn, and he ordered everyone to leave the building. And he was singing to them the way he sang to his men in Vietnam, a Cornish version of the song Men of Harlech, which I won't repeat because I'm a terrible singer. But he saved, as we said before, 2,687 lives then. And because he knew it was going to happen, he saved those people. And the last thing anyone ever saw of him was him going up the stairs to rescue the last six people. He could have left. He could have left. Instead, he took it on himself and his responsibility to go up those stairs and see the last six people out. And you have to ask yourself this question. One man, because he decided to not take crap from his bosses, he decided to do the right thing at all times. Be a good soldier, be a good man, be a good friend to his coworkers. Saved nearly 2,700 people's lives. What are you going to do with your life?